So good morning and welcome back to Thought for the Day. We're looking today at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. But before we do that, we're going to pray. So let's pray. Glorious Father, as we come to you this morning, we want to thank you that as we look into your word, we thank you that we can see, Lord, a reflection of ourselves to a certain degree. And Lord, we thank you that when we look, we discover things about ourselves that we know that in your grace we need to change. So we pray, Lord, that you would work in us and help us to look at ourselves clearly this morning and to, Lord, to make any adjustments that we need to make. We thank you for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and his forgiveness for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me read to you then Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So then as we look at these Beatitudes, it's a bit like we're looking at a painting of what a Christian should be. Now, each one of these attitudes provides a new shape or colour within the masterpiece that God is creating. Each one is vibrant in and of itself, but put together they work to create a display of the glory of Christ in an individual's life. So it's right to, as we understand these verses, to think of happy as the one who does these things. Happy because of the great grace that has been shown to them. Happy because God is at work in their lives. And the shade in view today is that of being merciful. Every Christian should be merciful. Now, what do we mean by mercy and being merciful? Well, mercy in the context of this verse is the idea of active compassion on one in a more difficult circumstance than yourselves. We might take that a bit further and say that we are to have compassion on them, not because they deserve it. It's not like, you know, they've just fallen on hard times and, we want to just help them out. But actually, rather in spite of their not deserving it. So they've not done anything that would mean that we'd want to show them this level of mercy or compassion or kindness. Now, King David in the Bible is someone who knew something of this. In Psalm 51 and verse 1, he cries out to God, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." So King David knew that he did not deserve the compassion of God upon his life after he had sinned in sleeping with Bathsheba and then having the life of her husband taken. Yet he cried out to God. And as he cried out to God, he knew that God was willing to accept his request, willing to come into the situation to transform it for his glory. So a Christian then is to be like Christ, to be the one who comes into helpless situations and works with hopeless individuals to bring hope into their situation, to bring a transformation there. Not just any old hope, of course, but the hope that is held out in the gospel, the hope of forgiveness and the hope of new life and eternity. So as you think today on the people that you will meet, how will you put this into practice? How will you show mercy today? How will you? What will you do? Will you find someone who is struggling financially and help them out? Will you reach out to one who has no job and enable them to get training or to find a job? How will you display the mercy of Christ? I just gave two examples. There are multiple things that we can do to display the mercy of Christ today. Now, the best way, of course, that we can show the mercy of Christ is not just to get alongside the person and to help them out of their particular issue that they're facing right at that moment, but it's actually to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And whatever practical means you use to get alongside a person, then make sure that you end up sharing Jesus Christ with them. That is the most merciful, that is the most gracious thing that you can do. Now, this verse calls on us to show mercy in order that we might receive mercy. Well, Jesus' parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew chapter 18 helps us to get to grips with what this means. In this parable, one who owes more money to his master, more than he could ever pay off in a lifetime, is forgiven his debt. But he values his forgiveness or the forgiveness of that debt so little and the freedom that he now has so little that he goes out and he chases down another who owes him a debt which is minuscule in comparison. When the man cannot pay, he has the man thrown into a debtor's prison, so he has to stay there until he's paid off his debt. Well, when the master hears about this, hears about his servant's behavior, and realizing that he has not valued the mercy that has been shown, promptly the master puts this servant into prison. He treats him as though his debt had not been forgiven, because actually this man hasn't received that forgiveness of debt. He hasn't accepted it from his master, and he's shown that by his actions. The point, if in your life there is no evidence of compassion, mercy and grace in your dealings with others, it goes to show that you yourself have not accepted the mercy that God offers to you this day. Anyone who has truly received a pardon from God for all the sin that they have committed will be affected by this and will demonstrate true compassion, true mercy to those that they come across. Why? Because they will be amazed at the generosity of God and will want to emulate him. So the question is, are you merciful? Do you have a merciful mindset? Do you look around you and want to help others regardless of their behavior to you, towards you, regardless of their as to whether they deserve it or not? Do you wish to show mercy? If you don't, then perhaps you need to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ and remind yourself of the mercy that you have been shown in him. Let's pray. Glorious Father, we ask that you would help us this day to be merciful servants of our God, that we might be those that show compassion and kindness, that we might be those that seek to help others, Lord, even when they do not deserve it. Lord, we pray that there would be evidence in our lives that we know just how much we have been forgiven, know just how much mercy that we have been shown, and a willingness to show that to others. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.